All right, Daf Lamed Tes, Sunday's Daf. We've been talking about whether a Karav can mean Yoyred L'Nichse Shavui. The Shavui can't take care of his own property. The Karav goes in there, he can have the Peiris. So we have a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where it's Maridin Karav L'Nichasev or not. And the issue is whether he has a din of an Aris. And now we're holding 10-11 lines. And now we're holding 11-12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. U'Maridin Karav L'Nichse Shavui, Tanahi. It's Machlokes Tanayim D'Tanya. The Brisa says, Hayoyred L'Nichse Shavui, Ein Maitzinais Miyadai, which sounds like a bidyevid, but Taisa speaks out that means that lechatchila you can go ahead and be myridin. Well, it's not only then when there's a rumor that he died, but alafilu shomash mamash mishinu boyin. The relative heard that the shavui is coming home, but just not right now, but coming home slowly. The kadam v'talish v'achal, he can quickly chaparayin all of this year's fruit. Hareza zaris v'niskar, so he can act with this kind of zrizus and he can actually profit that way. In other words, the karav can do it. Look to brisa ve'elu hein nichse shavuyin, and what are these kinds of properties that we allow the karav to go in there? Now we're going to give a few different cases. Hare shahoya avivoy achiv. Oy echad min hamayrishin. The father, brother, or one of those kinds of kraivim that can actually inherit. Went overseas, traveled far away. We heard that this guy now died. So we'll see what the word netushim means, this kind of abandoned property. If the relatives would go into this nichse yetushin, we're not going to allow the kraifim to go in there to his property. So that's all case number one. And we didn't hear that they died. This is case number two. For Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shomati shehanetushim kishivuyin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that these netushim properties that are abandoned have the same halachic status like shivuyin, like people who are shavui. And what's the halacha by shavui? That we don't kick the relative out after he kind of went into the property. So you see here, a machlekes tanoim by shavui, because it's borrowed now for this netushim. The Bryson now continues and says another case. Hayer l'nichse ritushim, which we'll find out what the difference between that and netushim. Halacha is maitzina isim yada, we taka take him out. Ve'elu hei nichse ritushim, hare shahaya aviv v'yachiv v'yachim en amarishin kan, ve'ini yadeh l'heichin holchu. Nobody went to Medina Sayam, but just the guy is not here. He's around, but we don't know where he is. Now, l'chayra, whether you say Netushim or Ritushim, it's abandoned property. So Maishna Hanach de Karluhu Netushim, Umaishna Hani de Karluhu Ritushim. Moving over to Amud Aleph, Netushim, some kind of property is considered Netushim because the Baal Karchan, they were unwillingly left by themselves. Dechsiv, Vashvias Tashmitenavu Netashta, that's a pasuk by Shemitah, and it's Afkata de Malka, where it happened by Hashem, which told us to be Mafkar our property, so that's like not our choice. So similarly, Netushim is referring to this abandoned property that the guy had no choice in the matter. However, Ritushim, with a resh, demidaita, and that's more willing to siv, a malbonim ritusha, that is a abandonment by choice. So that's why we use the word ritushim to imply that there was more willingness to abandon the property. On this Gemara that brings the pasuk of Unitashta Afkata Damalka, this touches on the major shaila about both Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksofim. By Shemitas Karka, we know that all the property is hefker for anybody to come in and take from it. Let's say a guy has a fence around his property and says, no one's allowed to come into my property on Shemitah. Does it matter? Does he have control? Or does it make no difference because Hashem is making it hefker whether you like it or not? That is the famous machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Tshuvas Avkas Reichel, who says that a person could be ma'akav and it does not become hefker, or the ma'bit and the ma'rit who write that it's afkata demalka and it's mele hefker. Hashem is just making this in hefker whether you like it or not. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalad makes this mach, and he discusses these ma'arim ma'kaimus. But the ma'rit brings our Gemara as like a primary raya that you see that the Torah does it to you, because that's the whole point of this Gemara, that you have no choice in the matter because it's mele hefker, and you have to understand how the Beis Yosef is going to get out of this Gemara. It also applies to Shemitas Ksofim. Let's say there's no prosbul involved, but I don't want to be Michael the debt that the guy owes me money. It doesn't matter. So that's a machlokes between the Urayim in Simon Kuf Samach Dalid, who says that if you're not Michael the Chayv, it's usser, but lamaisa, the guy still has to pay it. But the Mordechai and Rav Rishayim hold, nah, it doesn't matter what you say. It's Nimchal Mamela. This Mordechai is in Gittin and Simon Shin Pei. Because it's like the Afkata Demalka, just like by Karka. He even compares it to a Bechar. It doesn't matter if you're Makdish the Bechar. The Bechar is Kaddish Mei Rechem, whether you do anything about it or not. Back to the Gemara, Tana. This going back to the same Brisa that we were talking about, Vekulam. And all these people who go into the property to take care of it while the other guy's away, Shamin Lahem Ka'aris. They have a din of an aris, right? An aris who has some skin in the game and who shares the actual property with the person he's working for. So now, ahai. Which case is the Brisa talking about? Remember, we had several cases of whether or not we heard that he died, or whether he didn't hear he died, or whether he's still in town. It's Ilei Mashavui, and if we're talking about where the case of a shavui. So hashta zaris v'nisker havei. The Brisa said that a relative who quickly comes and chaps a rein, even though he knows the guy is coming back, but because he rushed over to the property, he's going to be zeicha. So ma'ida ashbach mi boy, you got to tell me that he's going to be paid off for the payers that he didn't eat, like an aris versteht sich. He's even allowed to eat it himself. Ella Ratushim. Must be that the Bryce is talking about this case of the abandoned property by the Ratushim. But that's the opposite problem. Because the Bryce has said we kicked the guy out. We don't allow him. And he doesn't get anything. So he certainly doesn't have a din of an aris. So Ella Anitushim. Must be the middle case. So Laman, who's that going like? Ilim Rabbanan. If it's like the Shitas Rabbanan, that can't be because Ho'amri Maitzinais Miyadai. And E. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, his Bar Plugta, who allows the Karev to be yired into these Natushim, it also wouldn't be necessary to say because Ho'amri Shamati Shenatushim Kishvuyin. That was Gufa his line. Remember, Shimon Gamliel says, Natushim has a din of Shvuyim, and we already know that Shvuyim has a din like an Aris. So the Gemara says, no, it's Taka going like Shimon Ben Gamliel, and it's Kishvuyin, Velo Shvuyin. Kishvuyin, De'e Maitzinais Miyadai. Velo Shvuyin, De'e Luhasim Zaris Viniskar. If the Karev is going to chap around quickly, he gets to keep all of the pay rice before the shavui gets home, but he lo hacha by netushim shaymin alei ka'aris and doesn't get to keep everything. And that's good for the chiddush. The Bryce is telling us that according to Shimon Gamliel, the guy who's taking care of the netushim property doesn't get everything just like an aris. Umayshna mehod etznan. Mishnah Ksuva says hamaitzi haitzo is al nichsei ishtai haitzi harbe va'achol kima va'achol harbe ma'ash haitzi ma'ash achol achol. Whatever he puts in, he gets out. There's no incentive over here like you would buy an aris. An aris gets skin in the game and gets to actually have some of this. Why would the halacha by the nichsei malug of dish be any different than what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying? Says Hakta Gemara haloi dami el lahod etznan. Case of netushim is more daima to another case of hamaitzi haitzo is al nichsei ishtai ketana. If somebody is spending money on his ishtai ketana. Now, ishtai ketana, of course, this is a yesoima that the mothers and the brothers married off, and it's only a darabonitika marriage, and she goes out with potential miyun. If you spend money on this ishtai ketana that you're married with darabonin, she can walk out on the marriage, so there's always a risk, and therefore we want to incentivize this husband. So in that case, it's kamaitzi al nechse acher dami. It's like spending money on somebody else, and you'll get compensated for any of his spending if he hasn't been oichel a commensurate amount of peiros. So Alma, kiven de lois samcha daite, since the husband didn't have this smichas das, because he wasn't so sure that he was going to be able to keep it, right? She could walk out on it, takin le rabbanan. Ki hechel lefs it into. This way he doesn't ruin her property, because we want him to take good care of it. So achinami, by the case of the netushim, according to Rishimin, takinu le rabbanan, ki hechi de lois lefs it into. We want to incentivize people to take care of property to make sure that they are going to act responsibly. Bryce had said, v'chulam shaman lahem ki aris, he's a din of an aris, affecting more of a kulan. What's this lashon of kulan? La asuye mai, la asuye hada omer of Nachman Amr Shmuel, Shavui Shenishba, if someone becomes a Shavui, Myridin Karev Linachasev. So what's Bezdin's responsibility to do here? They're going to take a Karev and make sure he takes care of the property. Yotzla Das, but if the guy was missing, abandoned his own fields voluntarily, so ain't Myridin Karev Linachasev, Bezdin's not going to take care of him at all. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Bayreach, Hareu Kishavui. A Bayreach, what's a Bayreach? A guy who runs away, he has a din of a Shavui. Now, Bayreach Machmas Mai, why was he running away? Ilema Machmas Kargav, he ran away because he didn't pay the head tax, the Karev. If you want to learn more about the head tax and the history of it, you can listen to Dr. Henry Abramson that talks about the difference between Persian and Roman head taxes. But if the guy ran away because of the tax that he didn't pay, Sahainu Ladas, then he is in it himself. As Rashi says, Shein Kan Bahola, he had time to deal with it, but he went away. He didn't pay his taxes, and therefore he now has packed out to avoid the government. Elabai Reach Machmas Maradin, we're talking about a guy who's running away because they want to kill him. So then he's mamish like a Shavui at that point, because we got to really take care of this guy. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shavui Shenishba V'hiniach Kamoliktzer. Let's say the grain that's on the field that the Shavui left is standing already, meaning it's ready to be cut. Like there's an idea of Kol Ha'Emed Liktzer Kekotzer Dummy, right? It's already, maybe it's not considered part of the karka, it's considered metaltalin. Or Anovim Livtzer, Tamarim Ligdar, Zesim Limsaik. The same idea that all these different things are ready to be cut. So Bezdin Yaridin Lenachasa, Bezdin should go in, Umabidin Apotropos, who's not a Karev, he's just someone who Bezdin's going to take care of, Vekaitzer. And now let's cut the stuff. Ubaitzer, Vegaidr, Maisik. Take care of all this harvest of the stuff that's ready to be cut. Viacharkach, now that there's no more quote unquote metaltalin, at that point, Maridin Karv Lenachasov. Now it's like a regular field and we can have the Karv go in there and act like the Yaris. Just let the apotropa stay there. You've already got a guy in place doing the cutting. Why doesn't Bezin just let him stay? Why are we bringing the carve into it all? Because apotropa, lediknone le makminen. Bezin's not going to set up an apotropus for older people who have beards. That's what lediknone means. And Rashi explains, because by the assignment, we care about them. We're going to set up an apotropus. And we could find volunteers. You're not going to find people who want to take care of other people's property who are adults. Like, let the guy take care of his own property. So because that's svara, we'll use the apotropos for the minimum amount that we need, but then past that, let the relatives take care of the guy's field. Amar Rav Huna, in my region, Katlan Nechse Shavui, Bezin's not going to use a cotton to take care of a Shavui's property. And Vole Karav L'Nichse Katan, let's say the Katan himself is the one who's not around. We're not going to use a Karav there. Gemara will explain why. Vole Karav Machmas Karav L'Nichse Katan. Also, a relative of a relative won't work in Nichse Katan. Now let's go through these things. Ain my reason, Katan L'Nichse Shavui. Why won't Bezin use a Katan? Because it's a Katan. The kid might ruin it. So we're not going to want to use a Katan in that case. That's pretty easy to understand. Vole Karav Machmas Karav L'Nichse Katan. And Bezin's not going to use a relative of a relative in a Katan's property. We're talking about Ba'ache Me'ima, where it's a maternal brother of the Karav of this Katan. So they're not really related. In other words, no Yerusha would go down that way. Vole Karav L'Nichse Katan. And Bezin's not going to use a Karav in the property of a Katan. Why? Because Kivin Dulei Machi, since the kid doesn't know to be Meiche, Asi Lech Zukebe, the relative will come and say, this is part of my Yerusha. Meanwhile, you're not really getting this Yerusha at all, but the Karav might do that and take advantage of this poor kid. Amar Rava, Shema Minami to Rav Huna, from the fact that Rav Huna said you can't use relatives to be the apotropos or to take care of the property of the Katan, Ein Machzikin B'Nichse Katan, you can't be machzik in the property of any katan. We're talking about now cheskes kimmel shonim kind of chazaka, turning over to amid beis va'afilu higdil. And even if the kid now has been nizgadel after the karka happened, but since the squatter who was trying to get make his cheskes kimmel shonim moved onto the karka when it was just a child, Rashi explains it won't be a proper chazaka because the kid didn't know to be meicha. So it's a big chiddush. Even though 3 years have elapsed now after the kid was higdil, it doesn't matter because he went on there when he was still a katan. V'loi Amran, and this halacha of Rav Huna that says that the karav shouldn't be the apotropos of this nichsei katan, ella ba'achei de'aba, where there's a legitimate Yerusha Dika relative and can make this kind of claim. Aval ba'achei de'ima, but let's say if it's a maternal brother who can't ever claim he was a Yerusha Lislan, but then we have no worry about making him the apotropos. V'achei de'aba nami loi Amran, we're only concerned about this uncle, ella ba'arata, by fields, aval bebate, but houses, leslan ba. Because the neighbors can tell you that the building was really owned by the kid, and we don't have to worry about any false claims later. Barat and nami le'amran, we're only going to say there is a problem of these fields, ela delay ovid itda, when there wasn't a shtar that was written. Aval ovid itda, but if there was this kind of document that was drafted to record who had what of the estate, kala islay, and therefore we have no chash that this kid's going to get hurt either. Velayi, but all these halachas are not really true la halacha. Leishna achide abba, veleishna achide ima, leishna arata, veleishna bati. Veleishna ovid itda, veleishna deloy ovid itda, doesn't matter. Loy machtinan. We don't allow krivim to go into the property of ketanim as apotropsin. Okay, story time. He savta, there was an old woman, dehavya leitlas benata. She had 3 daughters. Ishtavoy ihi v'chada brata. She and one of the daughters were captured, became a shavui. Idach tarti benata. And legabi the other 2 daughters, shchi v'chada minaya, one of them died, v'shavka yenuka, and left a little boy as her one yairesh. And nobody in this story has any husbands here. So Omer Abaye, hechinavid, how do we deal with the property of this savta, of this woman? Look minhu l'nichse biyode de'achta, to give it over to the one living non-shavui daughter. Can't do that, because dilma shchi v'savta, maybe the old lady has died, and therefore, the little boy here in our story has already inherited his chelik of the Yerusha. You can take a look at Tysus about the issue of why are we all of a sudden chayshish dilma shchiva. Maybe because she was over a certain age of 80 years old, and therefore we now are chayshish for Misa. Because other Gemaras, we don't stop just be chayshish for Misa. But okay, I'll go upon him. The Gemara is suggesting if we're going to be chayshish for her Misa, therefore it should go to the kid. They may read in Karav l'nichsei katan. And Bezin's not going to allow a Karav to be heir to the nichsei katan. V'nuk minu l'nichsei b'yoda d'nukin, if we're going to give the property to this young kid, as Rashi explains, we're only talking about a chelik that would go to the kid and the chelik would go to the other non-shavui sister. That also wouldn't work because d'lman loishchiv v'savta, maybe the grandmother's still alive. They may read in katan l'nichsei shavui, and Bezin's not going to put a katan to take care of the shavui's property. So what do we do? We're kind of stuck over here. So Amar Abaye Hilkach, Palga Yavina Leila Achta, give half of the property to this sister who was not a Shavui, and she'll take care of the property. V'idach Palga, on the other half, Mukmina Leapotropa Leonuka, we're going to give it to an apotropos who's not related for the Yenuka, for the little boy. Rava Amar, Migu de Mukmina and Apotropa Lepalga, Mukmina Leapotropa Leidach Palga. Once we're already involving an apotropos who's not related, just make him the apotropos for the entire thing. Back to our story. L'saif, shamu d'shchiva savta. Turns out that the old lady Taka did die. And we don't know the matzev of her shavui daughter. So Amar Abaye, tilsi yavina leila achta. 1/3 of the mother's estate should go to this sister who is not a shavui, because she zicher gets, she's inheriting from her mother. The tilsi yavina leila nuka. And additionally, we give 1/3 to the living young boy, because he certainly gets from his grandmother's estate. V'idach tilsa yavinan danke la'achta, we give 1/6 of the Yerusha, meaning 1/2 of that chelik of the Shavui, to the uncaptured sister, v'idach danke, and the other 6th, mukmina le'apotropa le'anuka, we give that to the apotropos, who's not a karav, for the young boy. Rava Amar, I'm not masking. Migu Domekim Apatrepal Danka, Mukminil Nami Apatrepal Idich Danko. So that once we were involving the Apatrepas, he could take care of both of these sixths. It will start the next story and pick it up tomorrow, but it'll start. Murray Bar Asik, Osa Le Acha Mi Bechuzoi. So a brother showed up to Murray Bar Asik from Bechuzoi. Amar Le, he said to Murray, Plagli, I am your long lost brother, and therefore let's divide up the Yerusha and give me my chelik. Amar Le, Murray said to him, Lo Yadanalach, I don't know who you are, man. I don't recognize that you're my brother Bechal, so I'm not being machsh of that taina. Also, the commander of Chizda, Amar Le, Rav Chizda told him, Shaper Kamarlach, Murray's correct. There's no reason to think that Murray's not telling the truth. Shenamar, Bayakar Yosef Esechav, Behim like Yeru. So it's very possible for brothers not to recognize themselves. Malam Chetzab Le Chasim Azokin, Ababa Chasim Azokin. So just like Yosef recognized his brothers, but the brothers didn't recognize him, so too. Murray's saying, I don't know who you are, I don't recognize you. So Amar Le, Rav Chizda told him, Zil Aisi Sahadi de Achvat, go bring a raya that you are Mari's brother. Amar Le, the brother told Rav Chizda, Isli Sahadi, Ataka have Edim, Vidchole Mine, but they're afraid de Gavra Alimahu. Since Mari is a very powerful person, the Edim that I want to bring are afraid to testify. So Amar Le, Lidide, so therefore Rav Chizda told back to Mari, so okay, Zil Ant Aisi Sahadi, so you bring Edim, Deloy Achochu, that he's not your brother. So Amar Le, Mari says back to Rav Chizda, Dina Hachi, that's the halacha, Hamaitzi Mechaver, all of her raya, why do I got to bring the Edim? He's trying to be mighty moment for me. Amalei, Rav Chizda told back to Murray, Hachi Dainin Alach. This is my psak, Ulachol, Alimi Dechavrech, and for all your powerful buddies. If someone tainas that they are too afraid to be made, then the person they're trying to take the money from should bring Edim to be machzik their money. So Rav Chizda doubled down and told Murray that it doesn't matter. If they're afraid to testify, then you actually have to bring an Edim that he's not your brother. Tysus is bothered, how is any rich or powerful person ever able to defend their claims? But Tysus explains how in this case there was a Raglayim Ladover that there would be this fear. But it's not as though if somebody goes ahead and claims that he's the long-lost brother of Mr. Rich Guy and a Hanami, you can't just claim that you have Edim but they're afraid to testify. All right, but we are going to stop here and pick it up in the middle of the story, Mirzah Hashem, tomorrow.